Survival Geography Handbooks. It'll make your jaw drop. Wild Animals in Earth-Shattering Color by Anita Gennari. Illustrated by Mike Phillips. Read by Vienna Vance. A horrible book. Introduction. You might reckon you're horribly hardy. You might think you're as tough as old boots. But what if you suddenly came face to face with a wild animal? Do you think you'd live to tell the tale or end up on the menu for lunch? If your idea of confronting a big cat is giving your pet Moggy a quick stroke, don't panic. Help is at hand. The terribly useful handbook contains everything you'll need to survive if nature turns nasty, whether you're taking a walk on the wild side or simply popping out to the shops. So, read on to find out what not to do if a bear sticks its tongue out at you. Now, how to avoid being snapped up and spat out by a shark. Hold on, I haven't got to shark attacks yet. What to do if a snake strikes out. Crispy school socks. How to keep out of the way of a croc's shops. Closer. Click. What to do to terrify a tiger. Woo! And that's not all. This handy book is packed with terribly tasteless stories about people who narrowly escaped from the jaws of death, not to mention those who didn't make it back in one piece, and those who had pieces missing. But be warned. In nature, you never know what's lurking around the corner, or if it's starving, hungry, and about to strike. One thing's for certain. Despite their fearsome features, most animals actually prefer a quiet life. It's true. Most of the time, they're perfectly happy being left alone to get on with their lives in peace. So your chances of actually being gobbled up by a grizzly bear are minuscule. Usually. But mess with these cunning creatures and you'll drive them wild. Wild with anger. And before you could say, my favorite food's fish finger sandwiches, what's yours? You'll have been chomped into bite-sized chunks. Still keen on meeting a few of them? Oh well, it's been nice knowing you. Wild animal attacks. It's a horribly dangerous world out there, and it's about to get worse. Everyone knows you're dicing with death if you pester a polar bear or rattle a snake, but there are plenty of other wild animals that are willing to have a go at you. And they might not be the ones you were expecting to avoid. You'll need to keep your wits about you if you're going to survive. But first check out these six stories of some unprepared people who got the shock of their lives. At least we don't have to do the lashing up. Angry Animals. USA 2002. Teacher Lacey Reed was merrily messing about on the Suwannee River in Florida when a huge 2-meter-long sturgeon, a sturgeon is a seriously big fish, leapt into her boat and knocked her out. Stunned, Lacey later recovered, but she suffered a collapsed lung and 5 broken ribs. No one knows what made the sturgeon so horribly jumpy. Finland, 2001. An elderly couple got the shock of their lives when a large elk, if they'd been in North America, it would have been called a moose, smashed its way through their kitchen window and landed on their breakfast table. It broke the table, stove, and a microwave oven before sauntering into the sitting room. I wonder what was on the television. Pacific Ocean, 1972. In 1972, the Robertsons from Scotland were sailing across the Pacific. Out of the blue, 2 colossal killer whales crashed into their boat and smashed it to smithereens. Incredibly, the family lived to tell the tale. Drifting on a tiny life raft, they spent a month living on turtle blood and fish eyes until they were rescued by a passing fisherman. Pacific Ocean 2003. Wild animal expert Mark Ferrari was diving with killer whales in the Pacific. He'd seen them attacking a swordfish and wanted to catch this on film. Suddenly, the swordfish lashed out, stabbing its 2-meter-long sword into Mark's shoulder. The pain was incredible, but it could have been worse. The sword just missed one of Mark's main arteries, and he narrowly escaped death. South Africa, 2002. Hippos might look cute and cuddly, but they're horribly bad-tempered, and they have massive mouths lined with gobsmackingly scary teeth. In 2002, a South African man accidentally stumbled into a hippo in the dark. Big mistake. The hippo bit off most of his face, leaving him with no nose and only one eyeball. Astonishingly, the man survived this appalling ordeal. India, 1999. Elephants can be a jumbo-sized menace. In 1999, a have-a-go herd of 15 elephants raided a village and broke into a store of rice beer. After guzzling the beer down, the boozy beasts went on the rampage. They tore down huts, flattened rice fields, and trampled the villagers to death. Why animals attack? So why on earth do animals go on the attack? Are people truly that tasty? The answer is probably not. Most animals will only eat humans if there's nothing else on the menu. But before you breathe a sigh of relief, remember this. There are plenty of other really good reasons why wild animals might sink their teeth into you. Their homes are under threat. Many animals attack if they think you're invading their territory. That's the place where they live and feed. They don't want you in their personal space. They're hungry. A hungry animal will eat anything, even horrible humans. So if its usual food supply is running low, it'll start sizing you up for a meal. What? They're protecting their families. Many animals are especially dangerous if they think you're trying to get too close to their young.
Mommy!
They're angry or scared. An animal might get angry if it's injured or under stress, and you can't blame it for that. And teasing or pestering an animal is always a bad idea. A frightened animal can quickly turn nasty, and then you'll be scared to death. They're too tame. Strange but true. Some people try to treat wild animals like pets and give them food. Big mistake. Animals that get used to humans are much more likely to turn on them. Toast? What happened to my kitty pops?
A sharp, shark shock.
Do the words man-eating shark send shivers down your spine? Then you're probably selacophobic. If not, you should be. Selacophobic means scared of sharks, and some sharks are the most feared fish in the sea. Take the great white shark for starters. It's a seriously lean, mean killing machine. A quick bite from one of these crafty creatures could easily slice you clean in two. So if you're heading into the water, it pays to know what you're up against. Here are some gruesome great white facts you can chew over next time you fancy a swim or a surf. Spotter's Guide to Snappy Sharks. Great white shark. Lives in cool seas off North America, Southern Africa, and Southern and Western Australia. Usual diet, fish, seals, sea lions, dolphins. Body up to 6 meters long. Triangular dorsal back fin. Crescent-shaped tail, rough skin, special organs in snout for picking up electrical signals given off by prey. Nostrils, rows of razor-sharp serrated teeth, torpedo-shaped body, weighs up to 3 tons, raises head to see out of water. The Great White's the biggest meat-eating shark in the sea. The largest ever caught measured a massive 7 meters long. If you're swimming and someone shouts, "Right Blender, get out of the water fast," it's another name for a Great White shark. Bull shark. Lives close to shore in tropical seas. Sometimes swims into rivers and lakes. Usual diet, fish, including small sharks, turtles, dolphins, hippos, occasionally. Weighs 200 kilograms. Massive jaws, about 2 to 3.5 meters long. Bull sharks like to hunt in shallow water and have attacked people standing in water only knee-high. They don't give up easily and will happily chase their victims onto dry land. Bull sharks in Lake Nicaragua were worshipped as gods. Locals offered them dead humans stuffed with golden emeralds as sacrificial snacks. Tiger shark. Lives in warm oceans around the coast and out to sea. Usual diet, fish, turtles, seabirds. From 3.5 to 6 meters long. Weighs 400 to 700 kilograms, flattened head. Tiger sharks aren't fussy eaters. Apart from fish, turtles, and human beings, they'll wolf down almost anything they come across. Unusual things found in a tiger shark's tongue include car tires, stacks of nails, canned fish, leather coats, wristwatches, car number plates, and paint cans. No wonder this gutsy shark's nickname is the garbage shark. Could you be a shark scientist? Which of these 5 fearsome facts about sharks is terrifyingly true? 1. Sharks always have sharp teeth. True or false? 2. Sharks have silky smooth skin. True or false? 3. Sharks can smell fear. True or false? 4. Sharks are short-sighted. True or false? 5. Sharks talk with their tails. True or false? Answers. 1. True. When a shark's teeth get loose or worn out, the shark simply grows some new ones, so they're always razor sharp. The teeth grow in rows inside the shark's mouth, ready to fill any gaps. In its lifetime, a shark can get through a jaw-dropping 20,000 gnashers. They're brilliant for grabbing and slicing through prey, but not much cop when it comes to chewing. If a shark's prey is too large to gulp down one and go, it shakes its head from side to side to hack off handy, bite-sized mouthfuls. Talk about biting off more than it can chew. 2. False. If a shark doesn't sink its teeth into you, you might get a nasty graze from its skin. It's so rough it was once used as sandpaper. Sharks don't have scaly skin like other fish. Instead, their skin's covered in thousands of tiny thorns with backward-pointing hooks. If you stroke a shark from head to tail, its skin might feel silky smooth, but rub it up the wrong way and you're in for a nasty shock. How are you feeling? Rough. 3. True-ish. Sharks have such a superb sense of smell, some experts think they can sniff out fear in other fish. So it pays to act tough, even if it's time for new underwear. What's totally true is that sharks can smell blood from miles away, so they know where to go in for the kill. And when a shark's really hungry, its sense of smell gets even better. Worse luck. They are false. A shark's beady black eyes are brilliant for seeing with, especially under water where its prey likes to lurk. To protect their eyes, some sharks have an extra eyelid, which shuts just as they're set to snap. At least you won't have to look into the shark's eyes as it's chomping on you. It can't see its victim for the last few seconds of the attack. 5. True. Experts reckon sharks talk to one another by slapping their tails against the ladder. But that's not the end of the tale. Sorry, tail. They beat their powerful tails from side to side to push them through the ladder as they're hunting. And woe betide anything that gets in the way. A shark tail packs a powerful punch. Yo! I spy with my beady black eye something beginning with L. Lunch. Score. 5 out of 5. Congratulations. Call yourself an ichthyologist. Ichthyologist. No, seriously, go on. Ichthyologist. It's the posh name for a shark scientist. Below 5, stay away from the ladder, whatever you do. Otherwise, forget your next birthday. It could be a shark shock for you. Killer shark slays swimmers. Matawan Creek, New Jersey, USA. July 12, 1916. It was a scorching summer's afternoon in the town of Matawan. As the heat became unbearable, local people grabbed their towels and set off for a cooling dip in the creek. They'd heard the warning given by retired sailor Captain Thomas Cottrell, who claimed he had spotted a shark swimming up the creek, but they'd laughed it off. Talk about a fishy tale. A shark in the creek? Impossible. For a start, the creek was 16 kilometers from the sea, and the ladder was way too shallow for sharks. The crackpot captain must be seeing things. Then suddenly the shark showed up. A 10-year-old local lad, Lester Sitwell, was swimming in the creek with his friends when the shark struck. One minute he was splashing about peacefully. The next he began screaming and shaking violently, then he vanished beneath the reddening ladder. At first no one realized he'd been snapped up by a shark. So have-a-go hero Stanley Fisher leapt in after Lester and started to drag his mangled body towards the shore. Just then the shark let rip again and tore Fisher's leg off. Astonishingly, Fisher managed to pull himself free, but he lost so much blood he died a few hours later in hospital. Later that day, the shark claimed its third victim when it chomped off another boy's leg. Panic and terror gripped the town, and a furious shark-hunting spree began. The creek was shut off with chicken wire. Hundreds of men lined the banks, armed with shotguns, pitchforks, and harpoons. The creek was cleared of boats, and stick after stick of dynamite was tossed into the ladder in the hope of blasting the killer shark to bits. The mayor of Matawan offered a $100 reward for the shark, but the shark had already left. Within hours, the frenzy quickly spread up and down the coast. Scores of shark sightings were reported and thousands of innocent sharks were killed, but the culprit had still not been caught. 2 days later, a fisherman in New York Harbor netted a 3-meter-long great white shark. Its belly was full of human flesh and bones. Could this be the ruthless killer of Matawan Creek? If so, its reign of terror was over. Trouble is, nobody knew what the shark looked like, for sure, and today experts actually think a bull shark was to blame. Earth-shattering fact. The most famous man-eating shark of all was the star of the film Jaws, and it was a fake. Some real great whites were filmed swimming, but they couldn't be allowed to attack the actors, of course. So an 8-meter-long plastic model was made instead, but things didn't start off smoothly. Nicknamed Bruce, the fake fish kept breaking down and sank the first time it was dunked in the sea. Glug, glug, glug. Three sorts of shark attacks. A. Hit-and-run attack. The most common sort of attack. It's particularly risky if you're swimming or surfing close to the shore. The shark goes in for the hit and bites or slashes the victim once before swimming away again. Luckily, the injuries from these attacks aren't usually life-threatening. Bump and bite attack. This sort of attack usually happens in deeper water, so divers had better beware. The shark will start off by swimming around you in circles. Then it'll bump into you before it actually sinks its teeth in. The sticky-beaked shark isn't hungry, it's just horribly curious. It's only having a nibble to find out what on earth you are. Tastes like rubber chicken. Sneak attack. In this sort of attack, the sneaky shark strikes without warning. You won't even see it coming, and by the time you do, it'll be too late. The shark will have had a quick bite and may keep coming back for more, and more. Soon you'll be ripped to shreds and mostly likely dead. Sorry. 10 ways to avoid being snapped up by a shark. 1. Don't swim. These tips apply to surfers, too, in areas where sharks have been seen. 2. Do take a friend with you. Sharks don't like company, but if you're still caught out, curl up into a ball, then suddenly shoot your arms and legs out to take a starfish shape. It'll confuse the shark and take your mind off things. 3. Don't swim too far from the shore. It'll be more difficult to get help. 4. Don't swim at dusk. That's when hungry sharks go on the prowl. 5. Don't go in the water if you've cut yourself. Sharks can smell blood a mile off. 6. Don't wear a shiny watch or jewelry. To a shark, they look like fish scales. 7. Don't lie down on your surfboard. From below, a surfer in a wetsuit lying on a surfboard looks just like a seal to a shark, and seals are a shark's favorite food. 8. Don't wear a brightly colored swimming costume, especially if it's yellow. Experts call yellow yum-yum yellow because sharks seem to love it. 9. Don't swim where people are fishing. The pungent pong of fishing bait is irresistible to sharks. 10. Don't panic. If you spot a shark, leave the water quickly and quietly. Then, you can scream your head off. Shark! Survival tip. If you're dead unlucky and a shark attacks you, get ready to fight back. Bash the shark on the snout or jab at its eyes. They're its most sensitive spots. If you're close to shore, shout for help and put your fingertips together like a sharp-shaped fin. That's the international sign for a shark. Mind you don't drown while you're doing this, though. 5 shark defenses you might not want to try. Shark-proof armor. A metal suit made from chainmail that you pop on over your wetsuit. The suit's made from 30,000 stainless steel rings that should stop a shark's teeth sinking into your flesh. The suit seems to work well with smaller sharks, but a large shark could still do you some serious damage. Survival rating, 5 out of 10. Shark barrier nets. Huge underwater nets spread out around beaches to keep swimmers in and sharks out. Trouble is, sharks do get caught in the nets, but so do other rare sea creatures, like turtles, dolphins, and whales. But nets have worked well protecting people in places like Australia. Survival rating, 6 out of 10.
Can we have our ball back, please?
Shark-proof cage. A metal cage you sit in. Then you're lowered into the ocean so you can get up close and personal to a shark. The cages are seriously strong, but they don't always work. A stubborn shark can easily ram into a cage and smash it apart. Survival rating, 6 out of 10. Shark-proof shield. A nifty electronic device you can strap to your wetsuit. It works by giving out an electrical signal that stops a shark in its tracks. It's been pretty successful so far, and new models are being tested to fit into surfboards. But it costs an arm and a leg. Survival rating, 8 out of 10. Shark-proof screen. A sort of large plastic bag you climb into so you become invisible to a shark. It couldn't see you or smell you, so it should leave you alone. The screen has been used by U.S. Navy divers, but unfortunately it wouldn't be much use for an ordinary swimmer or surfer. Survival rating, 4 out of 10. Earth-shattering fact. Some fearless Fiji Islanders had a seriously soppy way of shark-proofing the sea. They guided the sharks into large nets, then sent a shark kisser in. He grabbed a shark, turned it over on its back, and planted a big sloppy kiss on its tummy. The islanders reckoned once the shark had been kissed, it would become too tame to attack people. We don't know if this potty plan worked or not because, oddly enough, there's no one around to ask. Shark attack files. Havana, Cuba, 1739. The first recorded shark attack happened in 1739 when 13-year-old Brooke Watson had his right leg snapped off. He didn't let that hold him back. He later became mayor of London and was knighted, but he didn't forget his ordeal. His bitten-off leg featured in his new coat of arms. California, USA, 1891. Some people used to think sharks were harmless. They blamed shark attacks on giant turtles. In 1891, an American millionaire, Hermann Ulrichs, even jumped into the middle of a group of sharks to prove his point. Luckily for Hermann, the sharks had just had lunch. South Africa, 1932. The worst shark attack ever happened during the Second World War. On November 28, 1932, a steamship called the Nova Scotia was sunk by enemy fire off the coast of South Africa. The 900 men on board were chucked into the shark-infested sea. Only 192 survived. Sharks ate at least half of the rest. Adelaide, Australia, 1963. In December 1963, a great white shark attacked fisherman Rodney Fox and ripped him to shreds. If his wetsuit hadn't held its guts in, he'd have been dead. As it was, it took 462 stitches to sew the bloody bits of his body back together again. Lady Julia Percy Island, Australia, 1964. To lose one leg in a shark attack is horribly unlucky. To lose the same leg twice must be impossible. But that's precisely what happened to photographer Henry Bierce. In 1964, he had his right leg bitten off by a shark in Australia. 3 years later, he was attacked again and the shark scarpered with his artificial leg. These human legs are repeating on me. Other sinister sea creatures. Apart from sharp-toothed sharks, there are plenty of other killer fish in the sea. Okay, so strictly speaking, some of the creatures on this list aren't actually fish, and they're armed and dangerous. 1. Sea wasp. Feel like you've stuck your arm in a bucket of fire? You've mostly likely been stung by a sea wasp. Only it's not a wasp, but a killer jellyfish, and its sting is a million times worse. Brush against its deadly stinging tentacles, and you could be dead in less than 3 minutes. Sea wasps are found off Australian beaches, where they kill 5 times as many people as sharks. Danger rating, 5. Survival tip. Swimmers entering sea wasp infested waters used to wear tights not only on their legs, but on their arms and heads as well. Okay, so they looked silly, but the tights protected them from jellyfish stings. Today, they've swapped their tights for specially designed stinger suits that fit over their wetsuit or swimming kasi. So their safety's a lot tighter now. Blue-ringed octopus. Got a tingling feeling around your mouth? That's the first you'll know if a blue-ringed octopus has bitten you. This odious octopus from Australia measures just 10 centimeters across. But if this little beauty bites you, you're in big trouble. Its spit is so deadly poisonous, it can kill you in 10 to 20 minutes. By the time the tingling begins, it may already be too late. Danger eating? 4. Stonefish? 3. Trodden on any sharp rocks recently? Got an excruciating pain in your foot? Then you probably stomped on a stonefish. A stonefish's lumpy shape and dull color make it look more like a stone than fish, until you tread on it, that is. Then it'll spear you with its sinister spines. They're loaded with lethal poison and so sharp they can stab through the soles of your shoes. Horribly painful, but not usually life-threatening. Danger rating, 3. Cone shell. There. Finding it difficult to move, speak, or breathe? Made the mistake of picking up a cone shell? Cone shells may be beautiful to look at, but never pick one up. And will get a deadly dose of poison from its dart-like tooth. Within a few minutes, you won't be able to move. A few hours later, you'll be dead. Luckily, injuries from cone shells are rare, but you have been warned. Danger rating, 4. Stingray. 5. Feel like you've been speared with a sharp spike? See any stingrays nearby? Mess with a stingray and you might not live to tell the tale. To fend off an attacker, a stingray whips round and stabs its victim with a long, thin spike on its tail. But you'd be horribly unlucky. Stingrays usually prefer a quiet life, but they'll lash out if they've been hemmed into a corner with no way of escape. Danger rating, 3. Barely a mouthful. It's one thing snuggling up to a sweet little teddy when you can't get off to sleep. Oops, your secret's out of the bag. Sorry. But get in the way of a real live bear, and it might be your last bear hug ever. A bear might look cute and cuddly, but get too close and it could kill you with a single swipe of its big, hairy paw. So how can you be bear aware? Here are the bear facts of survival if you're setting out into bear country. Spotter's Guide to Beastly Bears. Grizzly bear, or brown bear. Lives in the USA, Canada, Russia, Eastern Europe. Usual diet? Roots, berries, insect grubs, small rodents, salmon.